Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, Miles. This is Teresa at store 3872. Earlier, Lisa in our store did a measure for a Fred Burton. Okay, the measure was, did a order for a Fred Burton. I had to cancel the order because she did not do the order right and add the install correctly. I need you to, if you could, send me the measure because it did not get to come through.
Okay. Do you have the PO number for the measure?
I have the order number for the measure, which is the 83872.
83872 417 838.
Sorry, go ahead.
I have 83872.
No, the order number is H Henry 3872 158 875.
Okay, let's see here.
I need to send the measure through. The measure didn't come through to us, to ESVS, so I can prepare the order.
We don't have that order in our database. I can try picking up the order with the phone number. Let me get over to where I can search by phone number.
614-551-1637.
614-551-1637.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And I'm attempting to locate the order in our database.
This is the measure order number.
Okay.
I need the measure sent through.
I understand. However, so the system is still searching for the order, and if the order does exist in the database and we have received the measure from the technicians, then our team that are dedicated to following up on Home Depot orders would create the external measure and get that uploaded to ICON for you as quickly as possible. But I'm still waiting on the system to locate any orders associated with the phone number 614-551-1637. And I apologize for the delay.
It was done on 3/29.
Okay.
The measure in our system. Apparently they measured him yesterday for his wall oven.
Okay.
Or not yesterday, the day before.
And let's see here, the system finally has located the customer's orders. Let's see here. And this is for Fred Burton at 2648 Westmont Boulevard, Columbus, Ohio, 43221. Mm-hmm. Primary phone 614-551-1637 with an email of fredrburton@gmail.com. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I see the measure order, of course, marked as complete on yesterday. Let's see here. And it states that the note on the order states that a Home Depot rep called to inquire if the modification can be made. And the note states that XPO is unable to complete modifications on homes built 1977 or before. until we obtain the required EPA license. She wanted to know how much per cut. I called the service provider, and he provided a quote. But I don't know what's going on with this, because the most recent update that we've had, the most recent update that we've had pertaining to Home Depot orders, is that we cannot perform any modifications. We can't perform cuts to cabinetry
Right. I understand that. But at this point, I just need to get the measure sent over so that we can order the appliance for him, because of the simple fact that there is no modifications that need to be done with the one that he's ordering.
Okay. Let's see here. So the I'm positive that our team is still going to be uploading the external measure. But what the techs, when they went out to the residents, they measured the space and they determined that the, oh man, is that a 26 or a 28? Let me see if they noted the order. The handwriting is not perfect. Looks like a 6.
The customer was informed that he was actually just replacing was originally just going to replace the microwave part of it, but found out that he needs to replace the whole microwave oven, that it is a full one unit.
Mm-hmm. So the space appears to be 44 1/4 inches in height and 26 inches in width.
Right. Here... Right, those measurements, he's got one he wants to order, okay?
Okay.
I can't build the order and apply it to the measure without having the measure sent through here.
Then let me send an email over to our team requesting that the measure be sent over to you guys. Let's see here. And what was your name?
Teresa.
Teresa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
Nay, no problem.
Okay, I have sent that email over to our team requesting that the measure please be uploaded to ICON, and our team will get that measure uploaded to ICON as quickly as possible. And would there be anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
No, thank you, dear. You have a wonderful night.
You too. And thank you for calling XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope you have a good weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.